Wednesday, everybody. What's going on? It's Toes Already Rocks. Good morning. Good morning to you all. That's right. We're back again for day 3 out of 4 of four days of rock and roll Toes German style in the AM. How about that? Gotta love it, right? So my name is Bay Ragney. We're back again, like I said, with another episode. And today's episode, we talked to Mr. Killian McGuire, the band Charming Liars, which really cool band. And cool dude. We had a super cool conversation. And the music, I mean, it's not metal. It's not hard rock. It's more of an alternative style. It's really cool. And it's deep. And it's deep because you have to see the videos. They're doing this 3-part video series that we talk about and discuss. And two of the parts are out. And they're leaving me hanging, waiting for part 3. But I'm going to play one of the songs right now before we get into the interview. And then we'll go right into the interview. But we discuss all of that. And this first song is called Like a Drug. And the video came out. And like I said, it's really deep. Like, this song is really, really freaking cool. But I want you to hear the song first. And then I want you to go and go on YouTube and check out the video. Because then it just takes the song to a whole nother level and puts it in like a different perspective to visually see the video along with the song, and it just makes the song even better. It really does. Trust me on this. And also too, I mean, it's a really cool story behind the band and how they formed, they got together and everything. But they are, not only are they Totally Driven approved, they're Elton John approved. Elton plays them on his show, and he's a big fan of the band. And they actually did a cover of the Elton John classic, I'm Still Standing, which they like reimagined it. And it's not like that happy, poppy song that Elton did. It's a really different version. Like, you wouldn't realize it's the same song. But check them out. They're called Charming Liars. You can go to their website, charmingliars.com, for more info on the band and all. And they do have a full-length album coming out later this year, which they're wrapping up, working on. And like I said, let me play this song. Should I play it now? You know what? Let's just do the interview now. I'll just do the interview now, and I'll do Like the Drug after the interview. So I'll let you, since they're letting me like wait and hang for the third installment of the 3-part series, I'm going to let you wait and hang for the song Like a Drug. So how about that? But without further ado, here he is. Killian McGuire, Charming Liars.
And there he is, Killian. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, man. How are you?
Good, man. Good. So, doing some research in here and learning about the Charming Liars, and it's funny. It's kind of like a spider web. Every time I like think I have something, like, it opens up another can of worms, and I'm going somewhere else with things.
But yeah, that's. I mean, I couldn't have put it any better myself.
Like initially, like, I was like, I mean, you had this whole Elton John thing, which I want to get into, but like, the band's originally from the UK, but then I guess it's, you're not from the UK. You're originally from here, and you met the guys when they moved over here.
Yeah, I'm from Los Angeles, so it worked out really perfect, actually, from one big city to the next, you know?
Did you, like, how did you meet the guys, first of all?
It's actually through a mutual friend. We, at the time, we kind of just bumped into each other and kind of had kind of talked a little bit about maybe, because we were both in kind of a position where we kind of wanted to write something a little different musically, because we were both in kind of doing kind of a little bit harder music prior. So it was kind of like a you know, just that perfect moment where we met, was like, hey, let's try and write something a little different. And, you know, there it is.
So, which I was going to say, like, I mean, coming from, especially for you, coming from, like, the L.A. scene, and you're saying a little harder, so was it, like, a more of a harder rock style?
It was. It was kind of like a more hard rock kind of vibe, almost kind of like an STP kind of sound. Okay. And I had been doing that for quite a long time, kind of more of the harder stuff. And like I said, kind of, you know, I kind of hit a point or kind of a plateau where I kind of, you know, was feeling like I wanted to do something different. And I mean, I think you can kind of hear it in our music. There's some harder elements, but, you know, it definitely isn't just like a hard rock band, you know?
Do you think, like, if you never met the other guys from the Charming Liars, like, if you didn't meet them, you think you still would have gone with this different musical direction, or you think you would have still kind of stayed with that harder STP type style?
I think that I was kind of at a point where I was transitioning out of it regardless. But, you know, had I not met the guys, I'm not sure what, you know, actualization the music would have kind of materialized into,
sure,
you know, on my end. But as far as, yeah, I think regardless, it was kind of in a changing point. But, it, you know, obviously really glad that I did link up with them because, you know, we were able to come up with something pretty interesting.
And now, did you ever say to the guys, like, because before I realized that you actually are from L.A., like, I mean, it's kind of a ballsy move for them because, I mean, it's not like the L.A. scene. I mean, you being from L.A. can tell me different, but, I mean, from what I've heard, it's not like the over-booming scene like, you know, people might expect of yesterday, where these guys are, like, I mean, it's not like they're moving across the country. They're moving across the world to come here to
yeah,
follow their musical dreams. And, I mean, that's kind of a ballsy move, don't you think? Especially for the style of music you guys are doing. I mean, it's, again, it's not like the STP hard rock style that's more customary with L.A.
Yeah, you know, it's a great point. I mean, the funny thing about L.A. is that, you know, it's so big that each little, like, literally each neighborhood, you know, one street over from the next has its, you know, has its own sound, really. You know, when you get, mm-hmm, to kind of like the Los Feliz or the Silver Lake area, things kind of get a little, definitely a little more alternative and a little more, I don't want to say hipster, but the sure, sound kind of, you know, reflects kind of the neighborhood itself. But, and then, you know, obviously you have the Sunset Strip where things, you know, historically have been more hard rock or rock and roll, and you can still see a little glimmers of that. It's still there, but yeah, I think the main reason that they decided to kind of make the big leap was that, you know, they'd grown up in London and they played all of the clubs there, and I mean the thing with that area, with, you know, with the UK, is that you can do it all in like 2 weeks because it's, you know, it's kind of a
right,
smaller place, you know. But when you come to America, it, you know, I don't necessarily think it was only just because of all of the, you know, connections in LA that they wanted to make. I think it was also just opening up the American market, you know,
sure,
knowing that, you know, they can leave and go and play from LA to New York, and, you know, and it taking a little longer than taking, you know, getting from one end of the coast in the UK to the other, you know?
Right, right. So now you guys have, I mean, you got the attention of one of the biggest musical icons of all time, Sir Elton John. And now how did that come to be? Is that from you guys doing the cover of I'm Still Standing? Is that what really opened his eyes to you guys, or ears, I should say?
Well, what was great is, I mean, one thing that, you know, a lot of people kind of know about Elton, especially now as of lately, is that he really has a passion for newer artists, and he has a passion for kind of, you know, supporting them, and he does that a lot on his radio show, and that was actually where I think we kind of first caught his ear, if you will, when we had our single Soul. He was one of the first to kind of spin it on his show, and I think we kind of, you know, got on his radar a bit more, and over the years have kind of been able to develop more of a relationship with him, and when we did the cover, you know, we sent it over, and he loved it. He was really, really he was really pleased with it. So we were able to do that that along with the Grammy Cares Foundation and donate all the proceeds to that. So it was really, really cool, nice, to kind of work side by side with him on that.
Nice. Now it's funny because I do these shows, and I'll do like, because I interview so many musical guests anymore, I'm just doing like, you know, one-off interviews, and I release them as separate episodes for each artist. But I do a live show on Thursday nights, and we end up doing 3-4 hours, and it's me and a couple co-hosts, and one of our big discussions we do each week is we'll do like a top 5 musical countdown, and we'll throw out a topic, and pertaining to their songs. And a couple weeks back, we did reimagined covers. So it's funny because since we've done that, like things, like more and more of these covers are coming to my attention now because we focused on it. And when I was listening to your guys' version of I'm Still Standing, I sent it over to my co-host. I'm like, yo, reimagine cover, check this one out. And he's like, oh my God. Like, I mean, that song was like such a happy song, like a happy go lucky song. You guys kind of really made it very almost sad, like, but it's totally a really cool version.
Yeah, it was. I mean, when you're doing a song like you said, like from one of the most recognized artists of all time, you know, his catalog is just so immense. When you pick that song, that's a difficult enough beat as it is, picking one. And then, you know, reimagining it was actually, it kind of came about, I don't want to say easy, but it was very organic, you know, it was very natural. And I got to give props to my guitar player and he produces all of our music, Karnick. He just has such a knack for that stuff.
That's awesome. Now, how scary is it to do a cover of Sir Elton John and then send it to him and wait for his feedback?
Yeah, it was definitely, you know, when you send the email, you try and talk yourself down, like, oh, you know, we're just sending an email, no big deal. But, you know, when you actually see, you know, where it's going, it kind of hits you. It's like, wow, this is, you know, and on top of that, it's also, you know, it's pretty crazy. You know, I grew up on a lot of 70s and 80s and 60s and a lot of album rock. And, you know, Elton was, you know, I'm looking at my record collection right now, and I've got a ton of Elton records. And if you would have told me when I was like a, you know, 12-year-old or 15-year-old kid that I'd be sending off a cover of one of his songs to him, I would have said you're crazy.
Right. Well, that's pretty awesome, though. Now, once he starts to play you guys on his show and talk about you guys, how much does that like really open things up for you guys? Like, do you see like an instant feedback with new fans coming and listens and streams and downloads and stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think there was definitely an impact that was made. I mean, he has such a broad reach, you know. I mean, who doesn't love Elton John when you sure. posted about it? You know, and on top of that, it was, there definitely was an impact. But, you know, it was pretty cool.
Absolutely. Now, speaking of impact, you guys have this new single out called Like a Drug. And, you know, I listened to the single, and then I went through and I watched the video. And, I mean, listening to the song is one thing. But watching the video is so, I don't even know what to say. How to say it. Like it's intense, eye opening. It's moving. It just escalates the song just to a whole nother level. Was there a person particularly that inspired this? And then I find out this is where the spider web continues, where it's part of like a trilogy of songs and videos you guys are doing.
Yeah. Well, the thing with the videos, they were really kind of obviously the byproduct of just the songs. We had written this, you know, a batch of songs, and we started to realize that there was kind of common themes that were in all of them, and we kind of just came up with this story, and the whole thing kind of just fell into place from there. But yeah, you're totally right. I mean, the video, I think, and that's the purpose of the video, right, is really just to kind of give a fresh life to the song that you're listening to, you know. And
sure.
We kind of wanted to do something a little different than just us, you know, performing. And we also, you know, really made a point to not be, I mean, we're obviously not in the videos, you know. And I think that was kind of a little strange at first to some people when we kind of told them about it, like, you're not in your own music video. But
right.
You know, it's kind of weird, right? But we kind of wanted to take a different approach at it and almost just kind of create a movie that our music was the soundtrack to.
Right. Now with this, I mean, it's a whole epidemic, this whole drug thing. And I think that video in general, I mean, I have actually my stepson is an addict. So me and my wife experienced this firsthand, and she's actually involved with quite a few of local heroin awareness groups in our area. So, I mean, this is something that we see day in and day out, but even like somebody who, like myself, who's been around it going on 8 or 9 years now, even to see that video is so, it's still eye-opening, and it's still such, I mean, I think it's something that you guys can actually use as a tool to, you know, help bring awareness to the country, the world, with this epidemic that's going on.
Yeah, you know, and that was definitely, like, you know, at the end of the videos, we have, you know, all of the hotline numbers to all of the, you know, drug addiction or suicide prevention things. And the thing is with the video, you know, we kind of had a responsibility to almost tell the other side of the coin that, I mean, I feel like a lot of times, you know, we kind of see almost kind of a glamorization of say drugs and things like that. And I just feel like nobody was really touching on, you know, what really happens, you know, after the party's over, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that was kind of the point there, you know, but, yeah, I mean, we definitely hope that, you know, the video gets seen by all the right people, you know?
Absolutely. No,
Massive thanks to, you know, your wife and you for doing all that you guys do over there. I think that's so cool.
Thank you. But you guys are doing like a three parts to this, and this is where I get a little confused. So Like a Drug is the first part, correct?
Yes.
And then you guys did part two is going to be called Time to Start.
Yeah. Already by the titles, it kind of sounds a little confusing, right? Like we're releasing them out of order, and then also the titles of the songs themselves, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Part three is already out as well.
Yeah, part three, Insomnia, is already out. I mean, the thing with these videos too is we knew Insomnia was going to be our first single, so. And we'd already filmed all we filmed all the videos in order, at the same time, if you will. And so we were kind of left in a position where we're like, you know what, let's just release them out of order. and I think it's kind of worked in a way where it has drawn questions instead of just being kind of spoon fed, you know, it's kind of like, what's going on here? Because in the third video or Insomnia, there's questions that are kind of sprung about that the first video kind of answers a bit more. And then the third video or the second video will see, I'm confusing myself now. The second video will answer a few as well. You know,
I'll tell you what, like you have me on the edge, like waiting for part two. Now that I've seen part one and three, like, I'm left hanging here.
It'll all make sense. I promise.
Now, how about like going on to the music side? I noticed the first few years you guys have been together. You know, you've released a few EPs, and then it's the last couple of years. It's more or less just the focus of singles. Is that the fact of just the way the music business is and your direction, or is there plans to do a full length or another EP with this? Or
yeah, it's kind of funny how that happened. Is we've actually just been in the studio and we actually recorded a full length record. But
cool.
You know, we're and this is kind of the first time that we've done this. You know, actually, because like you said, we've done EPs in the past. So actually, Like a Drug and Insomnia are actually lead ups to our full length that'll be coming out this summer.
Cool.
And that'll have we've written about, I'd say maybe about 15, 16 songs. So right now we're just in that brutal process of narrowing it all down and just kind of seeing what works and what, you know, what doesn't. So just picking the B-sides, if you know.
Gotcha. But you know, it's kind of scary because it's almost like, and I hate to say it because I love the full lengths. I love double albums. I love triple albums if people don't. I just love music. But it's almost like, you guys have hit home runs with these first two singles. Like, it's almost like, okay, like you can just keep whetting people's appetite with these singles.
Yeah, we I mean, obviously it is kind of, we're noticing that people are leaning more towards, approaching it as a singles market, and kind of releasing one or two. And we definitely have plans to, before the record comes out, obviously we're going to release Time to Start, but there's also a few other songs that we'll probably release prior to the actual record. But yeah, so, I mean, for us, it's, we're just kind of in this weird situation where the writing just hasn't stopped. And it's just kind of like, why put a cork on it if it's producing some interesting material? So, as it comes, we're just kind of putting it out and it seems, like you said, yeah, it seems like people are really enjoying it so far.
Absolutely. Now, any idea when the Time to Start video will be coming out?
That should be coming out, I'd say, in the next couple months, definitely before the record. So maybe 2 months, but no exact date on that yet.
Nice. And how about touring plans? Any plans to be hitting the road, coming out here to see us in Philly, or?
Definitely. We've got we're kind of in the logistics period right now, just kind of figuring out where we're going to go and how we're going to get there. It's all kind of in the works. So we're definitely, before the record, or I guess I should say after the record comes out, we're definitely looking to follow that up with some dates kind of across the U.S. and maybe even some, we just got back from Mexico right now, doing a little press over there, but we had a show there too. So maybe some international stuff as well.
Very cool. Now you're like a busy bee too. Am I right? Like you manage a few other artists as well on top of doing your own thing?
So what I do, I'm a vocal coach. So when I'm not working with the band, I'm working with other artists and mentoring them on just kind of their voices, if you will. I actually just got off a Skype lesson prior to our interview right now. So, yeah, there's always something to do.
Wow. I was going to say, how much of that is via Skype?
Yes, I'd say about 40, 60 leaning on Skype.
I believe it. It's a very interesting world we're living in anymore.
It is. I'm just, yeah, I'm just living in it. Yeah.
Oh, man, you're living in it, but you're leaving your mark, which is awesome, too.
Absolutely.
Cool. So where should we send everybody to keep up to date with the band and the music and these amazing videos that you're putting out?
Yes, we have, we're on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram. Of course, the best way to if you can't find us on any of those, which is unlikely, I hope, is just to, go to charmingliars.com. It'll have all the info and it'll keep you up to date on, when the record's coming out and all that stuff.
Awesome. Killian, this is great talking to you, man. Continued success. And I'm looking forward to, you got me hanging for this third video. I really am sitting waiting. patiently.
Of course. Well, yeah, thank you, man. I love talking to you, man. Let's do it again soon.
Absolutely. And hopefully you guys get out here to Philly. We can hang out and catch up and do some cheesesteaks or something.
I'm totally game. That sounds great.
Sounds like a plan. Cool, man. Thanks so much and take care and hope to talk again soon.
All right. You take care, man. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Why you gotta keep me waiting? Why you gotta keep on hounding me? Why you gotta dance my heartbeat to a twisted melody? When you gonna lose the interest? When you gonna cut and bury me? When you gonna let my tie rope slip and induce I'm
Jerry Raspe Ragney here, and there you go with the Charming Liars and Like a Drug. Now stop. Give me 2 minutes, let me wrap up the show, and then right away jump on YouTube, type it in, Charming Liars, Like a Drug. Check out the video. And then they're out of order, but check out the other song and part three of the trilogy, Insomnia. Check it out. Trust me, trust me, trust me. So, charminglyers.com, look for them on YouTube. Charming Liars, check out the video, Like a Drug. Check us out, Toady Drum Radio, Toady Drum Entertainment. Like us, love us, follow us all over the world of social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Also, look for us, like I said, you can listen to us everywhere. We're on Spotify, we're on Spreaker, we're on Stitcher, we're on Blog Talk Radio, we are on iTunes, we're on Google Play. Like us, love us, follow us, subscribe, click listen. Until next time, hey, look for me too, Bay Ragney. Until next time, we'll be back tomorrow morning with Filippa of Thunder Mother from Sweden. They freaking rock. Check them out too. Check out all of our Totally German Entertainment friends. And most of all, stay driven. See you, everybody.